mental, just sticking it out there, you know, having the courage to put it on somebody. I done did it a few times, but I just got to keep training my mind that, you know, it's fine and you can go, you know, do what you normally do.
I've been talking to you since it happened, but I mean, like, obviously the Elvis thing happens. You're in there. It's like first day this happened. What was going through your mind when it happened?
If it ain't one thing, it's another. You know, this business is tough, and, you know, there's no place for, like, soft people and stuff like that. So it was a little minor setback, but, you know, I'm blessed and thankful that it was just that. You know, I'm back out here. And like I said, just blessed, man, and it wasn't nothing, you know, real bad.
They give you a timetable as far as how long you think you'll have to have that on or till it'll fully heal?
I don't know. I kind of like it just because my mental just like, oh, you just had surgery. So I kind of like having it on, swinging it around, try to just keep getting used to it and maybe try to use it to my advantage, if any.
Do you think you can play this week?
Hopefully. Hopefully, yeah.
Is that the kind of cast you're going to have to wear long term? I mean, sometimes you have those like Q-tip looking casts. Is that the kind of cast that you'd be able to play with?
Yeah, this is it. This is it right here. This is all I need. And this is it right here.
Does the fingers being out of it, you're thankful for that? Because obviously, if you had to wear one of those casts where you don't have
it, was suck. Couldn't engage, couldn't grab people. So, yeah, I guess that's why we made it this way. So, it's really not a big deal. It ain't even much to talk about anymore. Like I said, it's strong and. You know, we're going to keep working to get it better, and I'm going to just get as used to it as I can. You know, it's football. It happens.
Jarvis, what does it mean to have training camp over?
Well, it's not really over for us. We still got a long way to go. Even though we're breaking camp, you know, here today or tomorrow, you know, until this preseason over, you know, we still got to consider this place like we at camp and keep working and keep improving because, honestly, we have a long way to go, guys.
Jarvis, not to have fans on the side there?
Yeah, right, maybe a little bit, but at the same time, you know, maybe that'll have us, you know, more focused on to details and, you know, into this thing because, like I said, we got lots of strides to make.
Jarvis, you said it's not one thing, it's another, but by all accounts, you were having a good camp prior to the injury. Was there some frustration or good feedback from the coaches that it wasn't going to be a big deal, a big setback as far as your overall playing camp prior to the injury?
You know, that I haven't really discussed any of that with those guys, to be honest. You know, I expected, after the doctor told me it shouldn't be but a week or two, I expected myself to come back out here and keep doing the things that I was doing to, you know, be noticed and stuff like that. So everything going to take care of itself. I just got to keep working and focus on me and, you know, my details and how I can make the team better. And I think everything else is going to fall into place.
One more for Jarvis, please.
Jarvis, just off topic a little bit. I mean, as a guy who's gone to Florida, and you obviously have been here and seen the whole T-Bone Mania, do you understand it? I mean, is it strictly a Florida thing? I mean, why do you think there's such a, you know, a fever and mania around him?
Dang. It's crazy. It's always been that way since I first met him. I wouldn't say it's a Florida thing because, you know, it's a lot of great Gators and we don't get nearly that kind of attention. You know, he's just mad celebrity and I think the great thing is he knows how to handle it. You know, he don't let it get to his head and, you know, he works. You know, all that stuff don't mean anything to Tim and that's the most important thing. What to say about, you know, his celebrity status is crazy. Like, I don't really know anybody more popular than Tim, so...
He's like a rock star.
He is, man. It's crazy. It's almost hard to believe, like, how the hell does, you know, they get that popular. But, you know, he's deserving of, you know, all the attention that he gets. But at the same time, I said it's important that, you know, Tim knows how to handle that stuff. And, you know, that's not an issue with the guy.